Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. All right, Texas, you gave up, did you? There's a top-off Jeep party in Texas, and the sheriffs were like, all right, you know, there's just no way we're going to keep all these people away from one another.
Seriously,
we're just here to kind of watch them have fun.
Basically, yes.
Yeah, here's an audio report.
After several weeks of being stuck inside, thousands have flocked here to Bolivar Peninsula to make the most of their time while out.
Been in quarantine, and like I need to get out and party. Woo!
Go topless.
I just want to.
How annoying she is.
All of our service members now. This is what you're protecting.
Exactly right. We want to ignore that one little area.
We're
right
sorry
there.
In advance.
Sorry.
Yep.
She's very excited to be out of quarantine.
Quarantine. I was in there with a whole bunch of corn.
Been in quarantine?
I've been in quarantine. That's right. I was in bean team one time. I was in quarantine.
Well, at least she didn't say animals.
Animals, yes.
What are you saying exactly?
Animals eat corn.
Okay.
Been in quarantine, and like I need to get out and party. Woo!
Go topless Jeep.
The woo. What is it, girls?
Woo!
What? Right.
Woo!
Woo! A train
woo!
Says.
Woo!
It's like some code. It's all.
Woo!
It's coded in
woo!
Their brain.
You gotta woo.
Yeah.
It's like a hog horn.
Not that many times.
Yes.
It sounds like a car alarm.
It did a little.
All right.
Okay.
Go topless Jeep weekend.
What's better than beach and a few drinks and Jeeps? Man, get any better than that?
In full swing at beaches.
Oh, that's what it should be called. Beach and Jeeps.
Right.
Beach and Jeep.
Beach and Jeep.
That's a beach and Jeep.
Out there's a beach and Jeep.
Beach.
Woo!
I don't know. Maybe go topless is better.
Right. Come on, ring to it.
It definitely got me to click on it.
Yes.
All right.
Can't get any better than that.
In full swing at beaches on Bolivar Peninsula.
What did he say?
Full.
Full swing.
In full swing.
Full swing.
In full swing.
In full
blah, blah,
swing.
Blah, blah, blah.
All right.
Peninsula.
Is that woo?
This event
wow.
comes in.
Woo! It's a crowd of wooers.
Sounds like a bad harmonica.
But all different tones, too.
Yeah,
yeah right. Oh, it's like someone's blowing into the harmonica.
Yeah, just, they don't know how to play it. Yep.
Right.
Because it's not a team thing. It's a me thing.
Yeah.
And they just happen to be doing it at the same time because the camera's pointed in their direction.
But there's a couple of... lower woos in there that you could tell their level of drunkenness. Like, they just arrived.
Did you see the lady was the lady juggling her boobs?
Yes.
During that? She's juggling her boobs.
Yeah, she's the one right in the middle.
Right.
She knew what she was doing.
She's like,
she positioned herself exactly there on
I'm going to have to go back to the video.
She's going, yep.
What is it?
Yeah, she was juggling her boobies.
Oh, really?
Yep. Pocket duck, pocket duck, pocket duck. Juggling boobies.
Okay.
This event comes at a time where beaches across the state are reopening following the coronavirus pandemic. And beachgoers like Chelsea Collier are still taking precautions to stay safe.
Wash them hands for 20 seconds and keep them clean with the Germex. Totally.
At last year's Go
Wow. She's so annoying. They showed it twice. They showed it twice.
20 seconds.
She turned it into a song and then gave up.
Yeah, she did.
Halfway through.
She did.
Like a round fit. Yeah.
Because no one was joining in, so she's like, well, I'm not going to do this by myself.
Yeah, I feel like she's the last person that'll wash her hands
with
for
those,
20 seconds.
With those Wendy's braids, yeah.
It sounded sarcastic when she was saying it.
She had like two gym ropes off her head like Wendy from the restaurant.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she had those braids.
Wash your hands
for
20 seconds.
Like how I shower, 20 seconds.
Will Noonan does a good bit on these girls.
Yes, he does.
Fair Chelsea, I love you so much.
That's right.
I can't believe that you and Brian are getting married today.
How do you remember this? He remembers it word for word.
It's
really
so is. Good.
But that sounds like you need.
Amanda and I quote that quite often.
Okay.
That's how good it is.
House speak, right. I guess, yes.
Totally.
At last year's Go Topless event, chaos erupted. About 80 people were arrested. Six
arrested?
People were taken.
Arrested? I hate that Wabbit.
Doña Stwacious, that was arrested.
Weskily Wabbit.
Oh, my Doña Stwacious. Topless, topless.
Arrested in quarantine.
Arrested.
Juggling boobies.
Juggling boobies.
Juggling boobies.
That's their next event.
Yes.
Go topless event. Chaos erupted. About 80 people were arrested. 6 people were taken to the hospital. But
is someone farting?
Yes, sir. That's a girl, Chelsea, again. Now she's in the water, spitting her tail like a hippo.
I can't hold my gas in my butt anymore.
You see, both her pigtails going up.
Come out.
Both her pigtails going up.
Not my fault. Her pigtails going up. I had a sausage, egg, and cheese for breakfast.
Okay.
But this go-round, the Galveston County Sheriff's Office has enlisted the help of 40 DPS troopers.
Come down, have a good time. You have a good time? There's no issues.
They're here to help.
Yes.
Come on down. Have a good time.
He's sitting in his truck.
It's like, well, we need 40 more people here to keep these kids away from one another.
They arrested 80 people.
80. Oh, no. They arrested.
Arrested.
They arrested them. Right. Yes.
But when you start acting silly, like the sheriff said on the previous interview, we've got a jail that's got a whole lot of empty holes.
The sheriff's office has
empty holes.
A whole lot of empty holes.
When you start acting silly.
Yeah.
But are you putting them in holes?
Exactly.
Or...
when was this jail built?
Well, you know, 30 days in a hole, you know? Yeah, hoping these empty holes.
But the cell is the hole. We have a whole bunch of
empty holes. Right.
And if you arrest 80 people and put them all in jail, haven't you just moved the party somewhere else?
Yep.
Yeah, but.
Woo!
There's no beaches.
We're in jail.
I really don't like the color orange. It doesn't look good on my skin.
Now do the girl.
I liked it.
Now do the girl.
Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. That noise was AJ hitting the microphone. He's blindfolded right now.
I can't see anything.
Wait, turn this way. I got it.
He has two masks on, one over his mouth and one over his eyes.
I am so glad.
You look like a bug.
Yeah. Thank you.
A bug? Do you hear him breathe like Darth Vader?
Thank you. Appreciate that. I look like a bug.
You look like one of those generic bad guys that the Avengers have to fight. There's no name. There's face.
I'm the cover of Scorpion's Blackout album. No.
Okay. What was this story? Someone walked on Legos for charity.
Yeah.
It was this week, right?
Yeah, it was like...
we don't really care where or
you
whatever.
You do it online. And, yeah.
We saw the premise. We're like, we love that.
Of course.
AJ.
Right, exactly. I am the test dummy.
AJ, the crash test dummy.
I'm a crash test dummy, right.
All right, so I brought some Legos in. These belong to Young Chaz.
All right.
The only thing I ask is that when you're done stepping on them, you put them back in the containers.
You know I
don't want to touch them.
You know I do shower, right?
It'd be indirectly touching your feet, and I'm good.
I use lotion on them. I'm good, yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah. Too much info.
Shut up, Phil.
Way too much info.
Lotion.
Just let you know.
You put lotion on your feet?
Yeah, coconut oil. Yeah. What?
That's not lotion. That's oil.
Phil, shut up. I swear to God.
Hey, I'm AJ. I'm putting lotion on my feet.
I don't sound like Dudley Do-Right.
Yeah, got a new lotion and a new night.
How is a man that not strangled you yet?
I'm going to rub between my pinky toe right now.
You
nice
gotta
and
get it
slow.
In there.
It's a slow rub.
You do have to get it in there. What in hell is that noise?
That's your lotion between your toes.
I'm sure it's not you. Something else. So I don't think of it.
I'm going to go to the big
nice
toe.
And squeaky clean.
Who's a big toe? Who's a big toe?
It sounds like one of those bad videos. I can't see anything. It's amazing how these things really work as a blindfold.
Throw something at him. Test it.
No.
Oh, that is true.
Because if I feel pain, I...
Oh, my God. Are you okay? That hit him right in the forehead. AJ, you okay?
Yeah, kind of hurt.
All right, it was a plastic thing of whiteout.
It works.
Oh, wow.
That freaking hurt.
I feel really bad now.
Okay. You should have told me you were doing that. What a video of that.
I know. That was the perfect shot. I do have a pretty good aim.
Don't try it again.
All right, I'm putting 20 bucks up for AJ.
Oh, that's nice.
He gets hit in the face, he gets 20 bucks.
All right, you okay?
Nice. Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. It's only stung like a bit.
Well, their mask is not going to help with the pain.
I didn't see it at all.
Okay, so we're going to, if you'd like to donate, 1-877-764-2535. AJ's going to walk across a bunch of Legos right now.
Did it sound as loud as it did in my head?
It was very hollow. It was very hollow.
I started smacking. What the hell was that?
It sounded like a coconut.
It did.
Hollow inside.
Doop.
Where's the mic? Here it is.
All right, we're going to spread the Legos.
Spreading the Legos.
All right, there's two containers.
We're spreading a lot of things.
All right, hold on. You can't see, so I have to do it.
Spreading of the Legos.
Here it is. Here it comes.
All right, start recording.
All right.
What am I doing?
And we know he can't see.
I can't see.
Hello, I'm Chaz, and
I can't see squat.
There they are.
Those are the small, sharp ones. Those Thanks. Are the ones you
yes,
don't want to
They're
walk
coming
on.
Out of the...
Thanks, Phil.
The containers.
Thanks, Phil. Thanks. It's been a psych over here.
Ooh.
How many did you put up there?
Well, it's total coverage, AJ.
Okay.
I'm just going to tell you right now, you're not going to avoid any Legos.
Okay. Okay. All right.
What I like, too, is he's left his headphones plugged in, so if he walks away too fast, he's going to be like the...
Should I take my headphones off?
You yeah. could.
Okay. When do you want me to start?
I think it'd be added fun if the cable got wrapped around your neck and choked you.
Yes. You guys love me.
Hold
right?
on, hold on, hold on. I think I might have a donation here.
Okay.
Hello, is this Joe from Oxford Lumber?
Hey, Chaz. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, AJ.
Yo,
morning,
hello.
Ashley.
What's up?
Hello, everyone.
Hi.
Hello.
I got to tell you, I was having a kind of an off day, and I've been listening to you guys. The audio entertainment section of this, okay, is worth $50. Okay.
Oh,
I'm
50.
In.
You're up to 70, AJ.
Nice. That went not in my head.
I got to tell you, that's
AJ.
You're getting beaned in the head.
You're lucky. We're not at the lumberyard. We're not tossing 2x4s. Okay. So anyway.
That won't be
All right, so Joe from Oxford Lumber's in for 50.
That will not be the next.
Phil's 30. In for 20.
There you go. $70.
Ashley.
I got $1 over here.
Really?
$1.
She just threw pennies at you. That's like a grandparent saying, here's a dime. Don't spend it in one place.
Buy yourself something
candy.
Special.
Yeah, all right, Joe. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Joe.
I've got $1 and a muffin.
I do have a muffin.
Yes, I see it.
Don't touch it.
Don't smudge it.
All right.
I can't see anything.
Yes, we know. We tested.
That's the point.
Yes.
The problem is you might not step on the Legos.
I don't know. I think
follow
you get
the sound of my voice.
I think right. you get pretty good coverage.
Ashley, stop recording, then tilt the phone sideways. Always record sideways.
Come on, Ashley. Day one
really?
Stuff. Day
really?
One
That
stuff.
Is day one.
No, because then you can't see his body and the Legos at the same time. Close
okay.
up on your feet.
What do you think?
All right.
Do the math here.
You ready?
Ready.
Okay.
Okay?
Go ahead.
All right, here we go. Nope.
Nope. Go right.
Right.
He found one. Hold on. No, no, no. Go closer to the counter.
Yes.
Kind of have your hand on the counter. And
on the
just...
counter. Okay.
No, closer in.
Ow!
He tried to hug the wall.
Okay. It's the counter, right?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, here we go. Ow! 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 God!
He walked into the microphone.
What is this? What is this?
It's the microphone.
Ow! Ow! Oh, are they stuck?
Yes.
They're stuck to your feet?
Yes. Another one, damn it. Get off me. Oh, God.
Do it again. Go
What's
back.
Stuck to his feet, Ashley?
Go back. I'm not touching those.
No, but what is it?
Oh, a bunch of Legos.
Oh, like what colors?
Okay. Yellow, black.
All right.
There's a door over here.
All right, go
a
back.
Door.
You got to go back.
Yeah, okay. I got to go back the other way.
Okay. Hang on. I can't see nothing. Where am I?
All right, hold on, hold
Don't
on, hold
fart.
On. Hold on, hold on.
I don't usually fart. Thank you.
We should have set up like a bungee cord so he would have tripped walking back the
right.
second time.
Dang it. How do you know we didn't? All right, AJ, you ready to go back?
Go yeah. fast. Real fast.
Go fast?
Yeah, you should do this one fast.
Oh, you almost went down.
Get off me, get off me, get off me.
You almost kicked Ashley in the face.
Watch where you kick those.
I can't see anything. Watch where I kick those. I can't see.
I feel like we should do this every time he flubbles.
Yes.
He has to walk across Legos. How's your feet?
They sting.
You want to do it again?
No.
If we raised more money, like real money.
Real money?
Real
yeah.
money.
Real money, yes.
Okay.
Real money,
we're
definitely.
Just leaving it open.
Right. Exactly right. If it's real money
later
involved.
Today, tomorrow, yeah. Real money.
Real money, yes.
Real money.
Real money, yes.
Okay.
Yep.
AJ just walked across a bunch of Legos barefoot.
I need at least a half an hour for these things to stop stinging, though.
Yeah.
They sting
were
like
the
crazy.
Little Legos.
Yeah. There's like one spot, like, you know, the part of your foot, like your toes and your sole begins at like
the arch,
that fleshy area. No, before it hits the arch, that fleshy area where it goes to the arch. That whole area is like shot right now.
Wait, fleshy is it the arch area. Or not the arch?
Well, you know, you get okay. It's like your hand, okay?
Oh,
this piece right here before right. It gets to the arch, right. Like the fleshy
the ball
arch,
of your foot,
the really ticklish part.
It's
yeah,
the
that
ball
part.
And that, right. That whole strip across the
that part. Yes,
whatever that's called, there must be a
the
name
ball
for
of your
it.
Foot.
Well, it's the ball, but it continues
it's
on.
It's the
yeah.
ball, but all the way.
The ball
the
area. Continues
the,
on.
The ball area.
All right.
I hurt the balls area. How's that?
Ow!
Yep. Lived it.
Your footballs in pain.
Exactly right.
Joe from Oxford Lumber upped his $50 donation to $100.
Oh, yay! Smooth. Thank you so much.
So,
thank you.
50 for the feet, 50 for the headshot.
There you go. That was yeah. Some headshot.
Sorry about that.
It's okay. It's amazing. You don't know
I
what's
think
coming.
It was Phil's idea. Now that he can't see, we should test the blindfold.
We exactly. Should test the blindfold.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it worked.
Yeah.
Did
that make a sound?
He did not put
yes,
a hand up. Do we have it?
Yes, it did make a sound.
I can't see anything. It's amazing how these things really work as a blindfold.
Very throw good. Something at him. Test it.
Because if I feel pain, I...
That hit ooh. Him right in the middle of the forehead.
Sound like you hit with a fly swatter.
Harry slowed it down.
Because if I feel pain, I...
It's like a champagne cork popping. Pop.
He hit you smack dab in the middle of your forehead. It was fantastic.
I love that it was
fantastic
sentence too.
Yeah.
I'm glad you have any darts on you. Because if I feel pain, I...
Because if I feel pain, boom!
Then I will laugh. Then
you
I will
couldn't
go...
time that better. It's like cartoon.
Oh, man, my feet are stinging right now. Son of a... Really?
They were stuck in your feet, too. When you got to the end of the group, they were all stuck in there.
Chaz, like, I don't want those pieces back. I got a Lego set, yeah.
I told AJ I don't want to touch them once they're...
Yeah, but I have to pick them up myself, yes.
Yeah.
God!
You walked into the microphone.
What is this? What is this?
Yeah. Wait, I couldn't see anything. I'm like, what the hell is in my way over here?
Walked into the microphone.
Yep.
You set, by the way.
Yeah, well, I forgot where it was.
Right.
Plus, I was in dire pain at these things sticking out of my feet.
Ow.
See?
Had a little mini door stuck in there.
Oh, yeah.
What?
I saw there was a gear in there.
There's
what the hell is that?
Gear,
oh,
a door?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The whole nine yards
it's
here.
It's a mixture of Star Wars
ow.
And...
There was a little person.
Gotham.
There was a little person I kicked, like, behind the table over there.
These are from the 90s.
Okay.
Yeah.
You kicked a
vintage.
Person behind the table?
There was a little person stuck to my foot, and I kicked them off they were behind the table.
A little stuck person. To your foot.
That poor little person.
What the hell is still stuck to my foot? What the hell is this?
You just pulled something off your foot.
Yeah,
that's why you're still hurting.
I'm still stuck. What the hell was that?
Were you wearing flip-flops already?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Wow. And you thought it was just pain from walking.
Yeah.
It was something stuck to your foot. What is it? Hold it up
yellow.
To the
I don't know where it went.
TV
I
camera.
I don't know where the hell it went.
Wow. Wow.
I flung it.
How much money would we have to raise for you to do that again, but slow?
Slow?
One slow, one fast.
And where's the money going?
Ooh.
Or jump
where,
on it.
Where? Oh.
Jumping jacks.
That's real good.
Dude, I don't fucking... I jumped... I didn't say anything wrong.
No, you didn't.
I said, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
You're right. Fair, fair, fair.
Yeah, no. I didn't.
Yeah, it was close.
It was close.
Oh, I wasn't thinking that at all, no.
Oh, okay.
I was saying, I don't think I can jump on those.
Right.
I mean, it hurt just to walk on those.
Yeah.
Jump? Oh, that's going to cause, like, a lot of pain. How much more are we talking about here?
You're such a good sport.
Because something jumping on that, that's going to hurt for a couple of days.
Well, it could go to Masks for CT if you want. They're doing an event in your name
right.
Tomorrow in West Haven
that's
to celebrate the money from the bike.
That's what I was thinking.
give them more money.
You could add to that.
Yeah, we could add to that, yeah. Hmm. We get to a certain amount, I'll jump. I can only jump once, though, because...
We got to make it a good jump.
No jumping jacks?
He's got to jump off a chair.
Ooh. You know what reminds me of? You ever seen a commercial that they had for Walmart? The daddy dressed as the clown?
Yeah, and he jumps on the unicorn.
And he scares all the kids away. That would be my sound.
Jazz and AJ News.
99.1 PR, 95.9 The Fox. It's Phase 1 reopen day in Connecticut. There are some things not on the list that are going to reopen. Like a barbershop that we're going to talk to the owner of that in a second. Cromwell Town Council votes to draft a declaration to allow businesses to reopen. How is this going to work? What's going to happen? Cromwell Mayor Enzo Fienza.
Enzo Fienza.
Enzo Fienza. He is on the phone now.
Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning. How are you today? Thank you for having me back on.
Good to have you.
Yes.
The last time we had the governor on, we asked him if he saw your letter. He said yes. He said he was going to read it and call you. So he read it and called you.
He did. He did read it and call me. And we had a good conversation this past Sunday. And I expressed my concerns to the governor. He understands. But, you know, Monday when he decided to take this action in reverse, you know, the ability for barbershops and salons to open up in the phase one when so many have prepared, you know, spent thousands of dollars to prepare their shops and salons to conform with the guidelines, and they were ready to go, booked appointments. And then all of a sudden, you know, 48 hours before, you know, pulls the plug. It was like,
it's,
you know,
tough.
Giving them a shot. Yeah, a shot to their heart. I mean, my emails and messages didn't stop for many of the owners in town. And, you know, I decided to that we needed to do something, at least talk about it. And I wanted to bring the council in because I don't work in a bubble. I think it's important that you get, you know, a consortium of you know, individuals to back it. So I figured we call this town meeting yesterday and at least discuss our options with our town attorney.
What are the options? Or why don't you tell us, did you guys decide on anything? Let's start there.
We did, you know, without getting to some of the executive session details that I can't talk about, but you know, it's very hard to violate or to try to challenge an executive order. There's very much not so many things that can be done other than, you know, filing lawsuits and things like that. But you know, we felt it was important that we make a statement, a unified statement to the governor. So we put a declaration together.
You know what I think this is like? I think if communities do this, it's like all the communities that had no toll resolutions that were along the highways, they could put the tolls there if they want.
Was it radon?
But you're just showing that you don't want them there. So you start seeing, like, people start raising their hands like, no.
Exactly.
So did you guys vote on something? Did you pass something?
Yeah, we did. We did. And that's a really good point. That's exactly what the message we're trying to send was. We did. We passed to give authority to our town attorney to create this declaration, a legal memorandum from the town of Cromwell to the governor. And in that, there will be a lot of detail that will be in it, but the generalization of it is allowing businesses in Cromwell that are willing, ready, and able by following all the safety guidelines to open immediately and also to consider outdoor graduations in the upcoming months. So, again, it's a unified statement saying that to the governor to really understand what's going on out there with many of these small businesses that they're suffering. I mean, I hear it every day. And part of the big problem is a lot of the sole proprietors, they're not getting the unemployment benefits yet. They have not received anything, and they're hurting.
When will this declaration be written and announced?
It's being drafted as we speak. You know, I know they were going to get on it right away. They understand that the high importance of it, and obviously time is definitely an issue. I hope by the end of this week or right after Memorial Day next week, we'll have a draft that can be reviewed by the council members and that we can vote on. I'll sign it.
Next week's good timing because this weekend's Memorial Day.
Yeah, you want to do that.
Right.
You don't want to take away from that.
Everybody's busy.
But we will loan AJ And he will wear a tri-corner hat and the whole deal.
Oh.
If you want him to
read
a...
A proclamation from the mayor of Cromwell.
It's a declaration, not a proclamation.
Whatever the hell it is. I got a message from the guy over here.
He should be wearing buckled shoes. He shouldn't be wearing flip-flops.
Yep, and a wig.
Well, I'm revolutionary, so.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Good for you guys.
There you go, see?
I feel like everybody did the right thing, and now folks are starting to get... Now, we talked to Sarah, who works at St. Vincent's yesterday. Mm-hmm. She's not ready.
No.
Right? So it depends on who you talk to.
Right.
I'm not a scientist, so I'm not weighing in on this one. No. But
not a rocketologist.
I think people are ready to, some people are ready to get moving.
Yeah. So. Yeah, and I agree. I mean, there's those that you know, are ready and willing and able to go to work, and there are still those that are not comfortable. And I understand that. You know, nobody's forcing anybody to have to open up their stores or have to go out. You know, there's going to be this period of uncertainty still, and we understand that. But I believe our choice should now rely in the business owners. We've gotten through that really difficult part. I understand, you know, we talked about this last week, everything that had to be done to prepare. You prepare for the worst. You
Can I
for
bring
the best,
something up, though?
What's that?
Have you seen China is going back into lockdown?
Really? Yeah.
There's a province in China.
Oops.
It's having some problems.
Yeah. Again, you know, I don't know what they did in China. And I'm not sure what guidelines, but I do believe that if we have to continue following the guidelines, that's important. I'm not saying, again, let's just go out and act as nothing happened. Let's, you know, have, you know, huge, massive groups. But I think that we, if we follow the guidelines and continue to practice all those safety measures, we can, you know, have these businesses open up in a safe manner. You know?
And I
think they, yeah.
How many people voted and how did the vote go?
It was unanimous. It was 7-0.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Who was the O?
Well, the AJ of the group.
Who was the O?
Right. That's a loud and clear message from Cromwell.
Zero.
Who's the zero?
Yeah. Who's the zero? Yeah, it was a unified message. I mean, they definitely understand what many of these small businesses are facing. And again, a lot of it also comes to why, you know, are the big box stores, like you go there on a Sunday. You know, I did a little test this Sunday.
That's
I took a drive with my daughter. We drove by Walmart. They're packed, you know, and trust me, many individuals aren't practicing, you know, the social distancing and all that.
But when we're shopping, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so. Mayor, thanks for coming on and appreciate it. Keep us posted.
Yes, best of luck.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
All right, Mayor Enzo Fienza.
Enzo!
Hey. Enzo Fienza! La,
la, la, la. He wrote a letter to the governor, and then they are going to have a declaration made up, basically saying, hey, up yours.
Right. It's a big sheet of paper.
That would be the short version
scroll.
Of it, right? Up yours.
Up yours.
Mm-hmm. We're doing our own deal.
Exactly.
We're Cromwell, and we're doing our own deal.
We're seceding from the nation, so.
There's another someone doing their own deal today. You know, today is phase one day.
Right.
Hair salons, barbershops were supposed to open 48 hours before that. The governor announced, not so much.
No.
We're going to move it to June 1st.
No.
Well, Kat from Modern Barber and Shave in Pawcatuck is on the phone now. She's going to open this morning at 9:30. Hey.
Hi.
Hi.
Good morning. Hi, Kat. Hey, Kat, man.
How do you think that's going to go?
No matter what happens, I expect it to be exciting.
There you go.
So it won't be boring. That's all I can promise.
Right.
And I've seen this happen in other states, and the first thing they do is they revoke your license. So are you ready for that?
I'm prepared for that.
Yeah.
It's my business. I've owned it for 6 years. If they take away my license, I'm going to keep going.
Yeah.
You know, if they eventually they're going to have to give me a channel to get it back through the court because there'll be no legal basis for them to take it.
She's going to take it to the mat.
I think we're talking about 11 or 12 days before you can open legally. Is it worth?
He pulls it back again.
Yeah,
this is true.
He has done that. I don't know if he said the word guarantee, but he said yesterday, and I read. I didn't watch the deal that June 1st is the day.
Was he crossing his fingers, though?
So let's just say, yeah, I don't know. He was crossing his fingers.
Behind his back.
Or yeah. One toe is crossed
or
over.
Or one statistic changes.
One of those things, yeah.
I don't know. Mind. Right. I don't know. But he says June 1st. But let's just go with June 1st. Is it worth the 11 or 12 days of waiting to maybe be out of business for weeks, months?
It isn't. I'm really not sure what's going to change in 11 days. He cited some salon owners that were not ready to go back because of childcare or because they didn't have the supplies they needed.
Childcare, man,
they
that's
had nine
such
weeks
a bad
to prepare for that.
Like, how do you come
so
up with that as a reason?
They're not
going
to be any more prepared.
Yeah,
childcare.
Yeah.
Like everyone needs to work that out. That's a reach from the government to say you guys can't open because other businesses can't figure out how to do it.
So yeah,
right.
Yeah, that's a tough one. Yep. They said they were reacting to hairstylists and barbers saying that it's too close and they're worried they don't have the PPE. Anyway, so you're opening this morning, 9 a.m. How many employees do you have?
It's just going to be me. I would never risk anybody else legally. It's my business. I'm going to be there alone.
How many chairs do you have?
I have six stations in my shop.
Do you have any appointments already or like walk-in?
Yep, I have appointment only. I followed the governor sent out a list of all the things he wanted before he took the rug out from under us.
Your 9:30 appointment might be some of these reporters.
Exactly, really.
Right? Might
be. I'm getting my hair cut by so-and-so.
It's like, hey, while I'm here covering this, you mind if I...
a little trim of the sides here.
Yeah, kinda,
I could use
it up
a little color.
Bit. Yeah. Just, you know, the part that hangs over the ear. That
right.
Part.
That part right there. Kind of
it'd be funny if the person from the state showed up to give you the citation or right. Whatever it is and say, by the way...
I'm here.
You mind just...
You have 10 know. Minutes?
Right.
Yeah. I'll be the only one open.
Right. Yeah. That'll be interesting. I think you'll get a lot of coverage. I wonder how the state's going to react.
I do too. It's anyone's guess.
Well, we're going to find out.
And I'm assuming that you were ready to open today. You got your PPE. You got all your stuff. You got the plexiglass shield up. All
I've
that.
Been preparing from day one. I've got everything ready to go. I had my entire shop professionally sanitized.
Nice.
Oh, wow. That can't be cheap.
It looks really nice, too, from the website.
Thank you.
Looks like a nice place.
Thank you.
You know who really needs a haircut? Phil.
I do. Yeah, he does.
I'm in desperate need.
Yeah.
If we weren't out till 11, I would say, let's get Phil up there.
Just call a groom-mobile.
Do you do beards?
Well, oh, yeah. I've been letting my beard grow because if I only trim that and then not my hair, I get like a very angular looking face.
You look like a mushroom.
All it's missing now is a cross.
It sounds like a joke I've heard before.
Yeah.
Okay. That was about me.
Why not just let it go?
So the six people or the other folks who work at your place, what is their reaction to what you're doing today?
Honestly, I haven't heard from any of them.
Oops.
Have you called them and told them what you're going to do? Or
I've been in contact with them all along to tell them my plans. Yeah,
they may show up all of a sudden, sign a solidarity, and cut along with you.
Well, I'm guessing it's mixed, right? Because everybody seems to be mixed. Some want, some don't.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Right.
Right.
Some folks have said that the hairstylists or barbers that don't want to go back are making more on unemployment. What's your take on that?
It really depends.
Right.
From a self-employed point of view, that's not true. We're really not making anything.
Right.
I'm not making enough on unemployment to pay my exorbitant overhead at the shop or my mortgage or any of my bills.
Right.
So, but if you were a W-2 employee at one of the chain salons, maybe you are making comparable to your salary before we shut down.
Gotcha.
Right. All right. Well, we wish you luck at 9:30. We'd like to talk to you tomorrow if you're not in a jail cell somewhere.
Yeah, then one phone call and call us.
You're making her scared.
No, I'm not making her scared.
Come on.
You've thought of all of this, right? Did you talk to a lawyer and kind of go through the different things that could happen?
No.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah?
Okay.
And absolutely.
What were some of the scenarios?
as far as I am aware, the breaking this ordinance is a misdemeanor.
A fine?
So, yeah.
Okay.
So I don't anticipate being arrested.
Right, right.
At least not day one.
Yeah, it would be, I think, if you continue.
Right, habitual. Right,
to come down, give you the, all right, here's the first deal.
A career haircutter.
Maybe there's a second deal, then third deal, you're going. Are you going to continue? Have you planned that out?
Yes, I'm going to keep going until something breaks. So,
oh, wow. Okay.
Like a scissors.
So,
good for you.
So they go today at 9:30, give you a whatever, right, written deal, and then they leave. You're just open the door back up. They're gone.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to continue with my appointments.
Okay. And then all of these appointments, you said, well, you're on the schedule for 9:30, but we'll do our
right. Right. And these appointments be like, tip very well.
I think like the 11, 11:30, 12 o'clock appointments, you have to be like, yeah, you know, maybe we'll get to you today. Maybe we won't.
Yeah. Her tip jar says legal fund.
Right.
I might.
I feel for you.
Yeah.
I mean, this is, she's just in such a tough area. She's willing to risk it all.
Yeah, yeah. Go for it.
So
I don't know what the right answer is either. You know, everybody feels a certain way. I'm not comfortable yet, but I don't want to tell people what they can and can't do.
Exactly. Yeah.
How is your appointment spaced, right? There's a whole deal with that. You can have an appointment, mm-hmm. and you got to have time in between to clean everything.
Yes, correct. Yeah. So, no one else will be allowed in the shop in between appointments. It'll just be me and the customer. They will leave. I will clean everything and then go and get the next customer.
There you go.
So you're going to do everything that the state lined out for today.
Correct.
Hey, I'll change
it. Okay.
On the up and up.
All right. And then your customers, the ones that are coming in, I'm guessing they're very supportive of this.
Yeah.
Yes, of course. Yeah. I let everybody know.
So no rats.
This is against... Yeah, this is against the governor's suggestions,
right?
And it's up to them whether they want to keep their appointment or not. And everybody today,
good.
That's coming out.
I mean, you're doing it the right way.
Yeah.
Full disclosure.
And you told them, hey, you might get a half haircut.
Exactly. Right.
Man, that half? Right side of your head looks really good.
Which half?
Hey, I'm going to have to leave the color in. You're going to have to wash that out yourself.
Yeah, you don't mind. There's a guard nose around back. Go for it.
All right, Kat, we wish you luck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
All right, we want to check back in with you tomorrow, if that's okay.
Yeah, of course.
All cool. Right. Modern Barber and Shave, West Broad Street, Route 1 in Stonington. All right, Kat, good luck.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Joe Myers, movie critic, on the phone. Let's talk about things to watch while we're stuck inside.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, yes. How are you guys?
Good. It's at Joe's View on Instagram and Twitter. And I love your Twitter, by the way.
Yes.
Can see thanks a lot. Yeah, I've got some good stuff for you guys.
Oh, good.
You do? Cool.
I do. There's a really good streaming series on Hulu called Mrs. America. It stars Cate Blanchett. You know, she's won the Oscar twice. I think it's her first TV series.
Yeah.
And it's this really epic view of feminism in the 1970s when they were trying to pass the ERA. She plays Phyllis Schlafly, who was the opponent to the ERA. And they have great guest stars like Tracy Ullman, who plays Betty Friedan. Rose Byrne plays Gloria Steinem. It's got a lot of great period stuff, sort of in the vein of Boogie Nights. It's really entertaining.
Really? Cool. When you say entertaining, like, are we going to come away from this like, yeah, wow.
I'm enlightened.
We really suck as people.
Right, yeah.
You know?
Not at all. What I liked about it is it really is balanced. It cuts back and forth between Schlafly, who's fighting the ERA, and these feminists who are pushing for it. But in the course of that, you get their personal stories, and you get a really colorful look at what life was like in America in the 70s. Reminded me in a way of Boogie Nights. There's lots of music. The costumes and the wigs and everything are great.
Right.
It's really entertaining. I whizzed right through it.
Okay, let's go around the room and see. Like, who on this show would most likely like that? Ashley?
Ashley raised her hand, right?
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't hear that, but
sure.
AJ?
I'd watch for the cars.
And the music.
Absolutely.
Yeah, the cars and music.
Absolutely.
Right. In that order, the cars and the music. Oh, my dad had one of those, so I always wanted one of those, yeah.
Right.
Or I had one of those.
Phil?
Yep.
I don't know.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Probably not.
Yeah, I'm out.
Oh, gotcha. So I'm two
out.
Folks.
You're out totally?
I'm totally out.
Right.
Like, if I live to 150, yeah. I'll never get around to watching it.
I'd have the sound off. I'd be like, look at the cars and stuff like that.
I saw the preview, and it reminded me a little bit of, like, Mona Lisa's smile-ish.
I feel bad watching it. Yeah. I just feel bad watching them.
Yeah, really.
Like any civil rights movie or any movie that shows how bad we are.
Right. I'm bad.
I don't want to see it.
I'm bad.
You just look outside.
I am so bad as being in detention.
The great thing about streaming is you can give it one episode, don't like it, move on. To, you know, there's
that's
a million
true.
Things
yeah.
to watch.
That's
there's
true.
Yeah, move on.
Yeah, I never got into S Creek. I watched an episode, and I felt like I was watching Arrested Development, and I was like, I already lived this.
Been there, done that.
And there's Breaking Bad shows, like Ozark. I felt the same way. I started watching it.
People love that.
Yeah, I was hooked for like a season and a half. They killed off a really cool character. And I'm like,
can't have that.
I'm out.
Yep, done.
The thing about S Creek, a friend of mine said, Joe, you've got to watch at least two or three episodes, because I was turned off by the first episode, too. But I got to tell you, when I watched a couple of more, I slowly got hooked, watched the whole thing.
Wow. Yes, got deep.
I don't have HBO On Demand. Is there anything to watch on HBO On Demand? Is it worth the money?
Why are you demanding
for
it?
For you, it is.
I've got a couple of things. There's a great two-season series that you can watch on there called Succession. They just ended their second season earlier this year. Really juicy show about the battle for power within a very wealthy New York family, clearly modeled on the Murdochs. They run a media empire.
Oh, yeah. Okay, and Rupert and what up. Yep.
People were obsessed with this.
Did you watch it, Phil?
No, I haven't dove in because, again, it's one of those things I'm like, I don't want to give it all of the time. Like, I want to pick and choose, like, when I'm sitting down and watching stuff. And
you want to commit, right?
It's
now,
like committing to a wedding. You can't just go for 5 minutes.
No, you can't.
I'm in for the whole thing.
Got to give an envelope and everything.
That's what this feels like.
My whole day.
Yeah.
Got to give an envelope.
Be wedding stuff.
Dinner choice, the whole nine yards.
This is really juicy and very addictive. It's really a high-class soap opera, you know, but really well done, great actors. I watched the whole thing over the course of maybe a week.
Well, do you want to sign it all?
I'm like Joe.
Joe's very white.
I got on Mindhunter, and all I thought about was the next episode. I got on Dexter very late, and the only thing I thought about was what's going to happen in the next episode. And the same thing with, what's the one I'm watching now? Just came out with season two.
Yeah,
I don't
know.
Dead to Me.
I'm like that, too. Like,
I hear it all the time. Gotta watch the next one.
Mm-hmm. Especially when they're written very well, where at the end of the episode, you're like, now I got to see one more.
The next one.
Damn it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Damn it.
Absolutely.
All right, so there's I have iTunes, and Young Chaz just signed me up for Hulu.
Look at that.
Hulu.
Hulu's
good.
Hulu is great.
Anything on there I should see?
What's good on Netflix right now, it debuted about a week and a half ago, is a six-episode series called Trial by Media. It's a docu-series about how the television coverage of trials has changed the whole ball game. And they're each individual documentaries. You don't have to watch them in any order. You don't have to watch all of them. But they go over cases like the Jenny Jones case, where that guy was exposed as a gay guy on our show, and he killed the friend who did that.
Yep.
They get into the Bernhard Goetz case, you know, which galvanized New York, the subway vigilante. Each one is an hour, really well done, a great reminder, sort of very significant trials over the past 30 years.
That might be up your alley. You like the crime
shows. Yeah, I saw the trailer, and I thought, I'm into this. I just got to find the time.
Definitely up your alley.
You can pick and choose.
I watched that first episode, the Jenny Jones one. That was a story I was not familiar with. So I was watching it, just sort of like learning everything as they go. And they do a good job of like catching you up, but not like, we're going to go through this entire case piece by piece again. They don't do that.
Absolutely.
Right. They talk to all the characters, and there are a lot of characters that are involved in that case, too.
Totally. So
I only saw that one, but it was well done.
Yeah.
The other episode that's really interesting, I had forgotten totally about that New Bedford rape case, you know, where those guys raped the woman in the bar and supposedly the crowd cheered them on. They later made it into the movie The Accused.
With Jodie Foster,
Yeah, it's a whole. I had forgotten that case, 1984. You know, and that was the first case that was really covered by a local cable channel, Gavel to Gavel, and they show you how the whole region was like either up in arms for or against the accused.
It's really amazing how we do that. We're able to just take sides.
Uh-huh.
Two tribes.
Yep.
Movie and TV critic Joe Myers is on. His Instagram and Twitter are at Joe's View. What else should we know about?
Well, there's some good movies. You know, you talked about Hulu, and starting Friday, they've got the exclusive rights to Rocket Man, that movie last year about Elton John.
Oh, yeah.
I never saw that.
Me neither.
Any good?
It's good. It's not great, but it's good. And the guy, Taron Egerton, who plays John, is terrific. And unlike the Freddie Mercury movie where they acted to pre-recorded tracks, this guy sings the songs, and he's really good. And, you know, you go through the songbook of Elton John. I mean, you know, so it's a lot of fun.
I heard that during the drug part of that, Elton would go off into these weirdo, like, illusions and stuff, and you didn't know. Sometimes it was hard to keep track of what's happening, what's not happening.
It's a little surreal. I mean, the whole premise is he's going into rehab and kind of telling his story to some of the other people in recovery. So it does flash back and forth, and it does get a little foggy at times, but that sort of seems right for, you know, his drug addiction period back in the 70s.
Does he tell him or sing it like the old musicals?
It's done like an old musical where suddenly the character of Elton John starts singing songs. I mean, that sounds kind of crazy, I know, but it works in this film.
I'd rather hear and see how a song was written, why it was written.
Right.
You know,
than
like a fake Broadway show where they're jamming, like Billy Joel, you know, they're jamming in songs to make the story work.
Yep.
So Rocket Man, The Dirt with Motley Crue, did you see that?
I did not. How was that?
That's a great movie. I love that one.
That one
good.
I thought was going to suck.
Yeah.
And I think because my expectations were low, I really loved it.
Right.
And then what was
the
other one? Queen? Wait, hold on. There's The Queen and what else was there? Classic rock. Did you see The Queen one?
Oh, I did see The Queen
Which
one.
Which one was better, Rhapsody. Rocket Man or The Queen one?
The Queen one is better.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, no question.
I saw that one.
It's more dramatic. It's a little bit more tightly focused. But, I mean, if you're an Elton John fan, I think you'll like Rocket Man.
Right.
It's worth a watch.
Yeah, I'm curious.
Yeah.
AJ wants to see men dressed up as ducks.
No, I don't. But my sister was a major Elton John fan, so I kind of like lived through osmosis. So, kind of curious.
Yeah, I loved Elton John.
Right. Yep. Me too.
I mean, I remember going down to the store to get the Caribou album.
Okay. She had that.
And that's a Goodbye Yellow Brick Road album.
That's a good one.
Is a masterpiece.
Yeah.
It is a. There are very few double albums that should be double because the artist has so much good material, you can't fit it on one.
Uh-huh.
That is one.
Exactly.
That should be a double album.
Absolutely.
Yeah. What else should we be watching?
I've got a couple of good action flicks. There's a movie on HBO On Demand, which you mentioned, called John Wick Chapter 3. Have you seen any of those Keanu Reeves action films?
The Knife Store. Fight in the Knife Store.
Where they use weapons.
Isn't that incredible?
I was blown away and also laughing my ass off.
Really?
It's funny at times. Oh, AJ, this movie is so you.
Oh,
it's action.
I'm watching.
It's hard.
Yeah.
It's fighting.
Okay.
It very rarely slows down.
Oh, nice. Like that.
It never slows down.
I'm on it.
There's a chase between motorcycles and a guy on horseback.
Really?
It just never, ever stops.
Oh, that's cool.
AJ, you have to start with John Wick 1.
Okay, yes.
Okay.
Go in order.
It starts with a retired hitman.
Okay.
Who's
that's Keanu Reeves.
Sad over the death of his wife.
Right.
Who gets a dog just before she dies.
So this is the only part that I heard about. So I haven't seen any of these because I heard about this beginning part and I was like, absolutely not.
And
I'm not watching
it. Bad guys kill his dog.
Oh, see that?
And the rest of his life unfolds because of that moment.
Well, you killed his dog.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And it became like, oh, why did we do this? Because this guy is like the wrath of hell.
Exactly, yes. Well, good luck with that.
You would love it.
Yep.
It's a
cool
great movie. And great cars and chase
scenes
and explosions and fights and stabbing and
totally.
Shooting.
Pure action. The other action movie that's on Netflix that's been in the top 10 the past couple of weeks is a movie called Den of Thieves with Gerard Butler. It's set in LA, and
it's Hartford.
He plays the cop. He plays the cop tracking these guys who are robbing banks. And it's very gritty but really compelling. It reminded me of Heat and To Live and Die in LA, if you remember those old pictures.
Wow. Okay.
Wow.
And Butler is really good at this. You know, he did those other pictures, London Has Fallen and Olympus Has Fallen. Good action.
What's this one called?
Den of Thieves.
Oh, yeah. Okay. On Netflix.
Right.
Perfect. All right. Yep. Thank you, Joe. And we'll talk to you next week. This is what I want to do next week. Here's your assignment. Box office hits that didn't stand the test of time. Like, they were great then, but if you watch them now, it's like, P.U.
Right.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Joe.
Jazz and AJ News.
It's phase one day.
Phase one day.
If you're a phase one business, you get to reopen.
You know.
Sorry, hair salons and barbershops. You were phase one, and then...
You're phased out.
You were phased out of phase one.
In between phases right now.
So this would include hospitals, elective procedures, research programs, outdoor recreation like camping, tennis, hiking. And they said camping and summer camps, but then there was an executive order like Monday, no overnights with the summer camps.
So like a day camp for kids now.
Phase one included hair salons and barbers, but that's a...
Phase one!
Restaurants outdoor only, no bar area, non-essential retail, offices where possible, zoos.
Zoos.
Right, knows them all.
There's one barber shop in Pawcatuck, Connecticut, that will defy the orders of the June 1st open for the barbershops and salons.
Yep.
And we talked to her about an hour ago, Kat. Modern Barber and Shave, going to open up at 9:30 today.
Nice cat.
She can't stay closed.
Nope.
She's got
things.
She's got bills.
Yep. Got a life here.
I like that it's going to be just her. She's not going to ask any of her employees.
Exactly.
Right. What's weird is what you're finding is that you may have a salon of 20 people and they're split.
Yeah.
You know, some want, some don't.
Yep.
And
some want and can't.
Yeah, the ones that do extra cigarette breaks and like coffee breaks, those are the ones probably don't want to go back.
Oh, the smokers, the outside smokers?
The ones who just they spend more time outside with their coffee and cigarette on the phone
back
than they
when
are cutting
this
hair.
Building was full of people. There was one guy always outside smoking. You could go out there any different time of day, and he was out there on his cell phone smoking.
Always. Remember the gaggle of ladies used to be out there? The cloud. There was
the
like
gaggle.
There was like three or four of them.
Gaggle of ladies.
They were all smoking at the same time. They all talked like this the entire time. Hey, AJ, how you doing? I have a great show today, you know? Yeah. They're like 20. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, there was this big cloud of smoke. Like, wow, is there a fire?
Right. All you saw legs.
Right.
Shoes.
It was a cloud with legs.
It's like, whoa, were they fighting over there?
Yeah, what's going on?
I'm in a bar one night. I'll say, AJ, how you doing? I'm like, oh, it's one of the ladies in the cloud.
It's like a cartoon fight.
That was the original cloud.
Yes. Yeah.
Whenever I would leave and I would see the smoking guy, I always wanted to take a picture of him and send it to you.
Yeah, it's every single time. How was he out there all the time?
Always dressed kind of well, but like always on the phone, is like still trying to do business, I guess, but he was constantly out there.
If you can multitask, go for it.
Mm. Rain, sun, didn't matter. Right. Snowed, he's out there.
In the rain times, you'd be more under the overhang of the building.
Well, you ever watch those shows from the 60s where someone's lighting a cigarette every 5 minutes?
Oh, and
you're almost nauseous watching
how
many times this person sucks off of a cigarette.
Right.
That was that guy. Every time I saw him, I got nauseous. I'm like, man, give your body some air.
Yeah, let it breathe for a moment.
Yeah. It's a lot of smoke going in.
Yes.
Anybody see this video of the state police trooper pulling over a car, and then it didn't go so well?
Like three times.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Brian Foley is on the phone now. He's the assistant of some important department.
That
long
state. Name, yeah.
It's a long that, title.
It's a long title, but they're at the top of the pyramid in terms of state police, right? So you oversee the state, but your department covers that. Right?
That's accurate, yes, sir.
Yeah. All right. So bring us through this. What happened?
Well, I mean, what happened was we got notified yesterday, 2 days ago in the afternoon, that there was a video on YouTube of a state trooper traffic stop down on 95, I believe. Obviously, we looked at the video. I called my boss right away, the commissioner, and obviously he spoke with the colonel, Colonel Malikas, and immediately an internal affairs investigation was initiated. And look at it was difficult to watch and disturbing to us to watch it.
Because he's yelling at this person and using profanity.
Everybody has a bad day.
Well,
though.
I think the first reason for us that it's difficult is it doesn't represent what the Connecticut State Police do and the vast majority of the troopers that are out there working. The second reason is, yes, it is disturbing because of the content of what's being said and how he's reacting. And thirdly, you know, kind of more importantly, you kind of watch it and drill down and you're like, there's something more than being upset that someone's going over the speed limit here. And right away, along at the same time that an internal investigation was going on in these types of situations, you try to get that employee or that trooper to employee assistance, which is like a peer support program.
That's what struck me, because yeah, the guy that he pulled over was being a smartass, but the anger that was met, I feel like, was over exaggerated and not warranted.
Well, you know, everybody has a bad day and you lose it every now and then. I'm proof
Brian
right here.
Was saying there's probably more going on than the guy speeding.
I'm proof over here.
But if you listen to what happened, this state trooper was following a tractor trailer that there were some complaints on. While that was happening, a car cut him off. So now he starts going after that car. He's in close proximity to the car, calling in the car's plate. While that happens, this guy speeds by him and gives him the finger.
Yeah.
So this trooper had three things happen in a very short period of time.
Exactly.
So, now, I'm not
excusing the anger level. The anger level didn't match
what
was happening.
The anger's like at a 20.
Well, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
I'm kind of with him.
He's like, I can't pull everyone over at once.
Exactly.
Right. I guess it'll be the guy that gave me the finger.
You're frustrated.
You're going to be the guy.
Exactly. You get frustrated and these things happen.
Wait until you hear this audio, though. This audio is very special.
And you haven't played it, right?
Not yet.
Yeah, everyone, just keep in mind, it's not how every trooper certainly is.
Oh, of course not.
All the troopers do not.
He had a bad day.
No, but you please start releasing the videos of the state troopers who get harassed by these drivers. And they do the proper thing. They're polite. They
keep it
say,
even
thank
keel.
You, have a nice day.
Exactly.
And walk away. Those videos are never released.
I'd love to do that today.
Yeah.
We'd love to do that today, but that's really no excuse.
I get it.
For this to happen, you know.
But
and,
this
and
is the one that gets played.
Yeah. But how many?
How many pullovers do you do in a week?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And this is the one that gets played.
How many times was this trooper calm?
It
did happen. Everybody has a bad day.
Like he's ever calm.
Everybody has a bad day. I'm proof right here.
Every time one of these videos comes out, this is not, look at, no one got hurt. The guy didn't get beat up.
Exactly.
It's not like a
get yelled at
incident
for what?
Issue here. We've dealt with worse, and this is a good learning point for cops. You know, you may be getting baited. They may have a camera out there. You're always on camera and act accordingly.
I thought the same thing. Yes. Like in 2020, to go up and do that and not think someone's running the cell phone.
I don't think he cared.
What's interesting is that he was able to get a good camera angle.
Yeah.
Right? Because sometimes it's just
and good
audio.
Quality, yeah.
It was a great
Almost
camera
as
angle.
As if it's premeditated. Yes.
Oh, no, it was. Oh, no, this guy.
Well, you can't say that. And it doesn't matter. We have to, the troopers have to recognize
that. You can't say that.
Have to recognize that.
I still say I had a bad day.
Oh, there's no doubt. That is definitely a bad day. And you know, look at all said and done, you kind of got a feel for the guy at this point, having, you know, all that out there about him. But we have peer support structures built into the Connecticut State Police at two levels. One is the critical incident, like, say, after a Sandy Hook or something, where they respond immediately. And then there's a longer-term resiliency program that's we just got started now, maybe about 6 months ago, and it's going to stay with troopers throughout their careers and check in on them throughout their careers to because, you know, these things, as you know, this may be an incident, they eat away at you. And this, you know, you troopers that have 19, 20 years on the job, you know, at some point we all crack, you know, all of us at some point. It's
exactly.
Just where and when. Is it at home? You know, is right. it out on the highway?
Right.
You know, and those are the concerns, and everyone's dealing with stressors right now, and it's no excuse. I'm not justifying it by any stretch, but it's something to consider, and at the same time, we have to be better.
Yeah, I when I play this audio, you know, it's fun. It's sad that, you know, this guy, he's 14 months away from retirement.
And he makes sure right? to know
this
that.
This is what he's going to be remembered for.
Right. Yep.
Not all of the years
of service.
If he makes
it to retirement.
All the good stuff he did.
If
yeah,
he makes
one,
it to retirement.
One bad day.
Right.
Not even.
Well, it wasn't even just a bad day. It was a bad moment.
Well, we don't know if he only had one bad day. That we don't know. He may have had several bad days.
Well, everybody has bad days.
Right. Everybody has a bad day.
Trust me.
What about this guy? What do we know about this guy?
No stones here.
Has he been in trouble before?
Well, I mean, you have the same access to the state records and the judicial system to research anyone.
That's a yes. There,
what's so, his name? Look it up.
That's a yes.
I'm not on here to research anyone's
no, I got
history
you.
Or lack
I think
of
the,
her history.
I think the colonel mentioned this guy's, you know, whatever, not that that... makes a difference, makes this better.
Again, it doesn't, right. And you're hitting the nail on the head, Chaz. It doesn't matter. It doesn't endorse this type of behavior, you know. So, we recognize it. We started an immediate investigation. The guy's off the road right now, obviously, not in public view, and doing, you know, internal work now for the Connecticut State Police.
Yeah.
And hopefully it serves as a learning point for everybody. We're always on camera, you know.
Let's just say, because he had his own dash cam going, so it wasn't like he didn't know he was being recorded, right? If you have a dash cam, do you have a microphone on you?
Well, that might be problematic. It might not have been there as a part of the investigation, and if it wasn't, that'll be a part of the investigation.
Gotcha. Right, because I saw one of the news reports. They had it from the view of the dash cam, and that didn't look good. But when you get it from the inside cell phone, inside the car,
it really doesn't look
good. Oh, wow.
Well, it's, you know, this isn't a, thankfully, this wasn't a use of force case. And it's the audio that's shocking to the general, the regular person.
Let me ask you, after he gets cut off by a car and then someone speeds by him and gives him the finger and he pulls the person over, if he yelled at this person like he did, but didn't use obscenities, right?
Yeah.
Would this be a thing?
Would that be... Yes, that would be a thing.
Really? It still would be a thing.
You just can't yell.
Wow.
Yeah, it's not how you...
Are you kidding me?
It's how you treat other people.
Right.
You know, it's a speeding violation.
Right.
This is why we can't be troopers.
If you're looking for attention, you know, and you ask for it from a police officer, you're going to get said attention. It's just, you know, how is that attention delivered? And you know, you just gotta be calm. Be calm. Keep it in perspective.
We're becoming a nation of wussies.
Big time, yeah.
This guy, the guy in the car, deserved a good yelling.
Yes, he did.
Right?
Yep.
Well, there's other ways. Or a good ticket. You know, there's more than one way.
Didn't give a ticket, though.
$100 ticket. Fantasize about people. Like, I'd be driving down the road. I see someone speed by me. And I'm like, oh, if only... I fantasized.
If I had some lights
right
now.
Pulled over.
Yeah, you want to see it down the road.
I want to drive by and honk. Meep, meep.
Right, and wave. Right.
Yep, you got pulled over. Good for you.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Can you make that happen?
He could have rung him up with a pretty big with some tickets there for sure.
And he gets off.
Yeah, but he went through his whole backpack, too.
It was the opposite. It's the opposite world.
Yeah.
Right?
It's true.
Yep.
The inmates are running the asylum.
Right. The good guy gets in trouble. The bad guy goes walking off.
Yep.
Do, 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 do.
Hey, look, I get yelled at and he cursed at me. At least I didn't get a ticket. But okay, good day.
Right. With that said, I mean, the guy does have some anger problems.
Well, it's a bad day. He had a bad day. He had a bad moment.
I mean,
so I'm told this happened right in front of WWE headquarters on 95.
That's funny.
All right, so there's that. He could have a job there if things don't work out.
Right. Entering the trooper.
All right, well, I have nothing but respect for the troopers. They see stuff.
Yes.
They deal with stuff.
Right.
When they come up to the car and you're speeding and they don't have a great attitude, well, you know what? They have to go and, like, look at, you know, mangled bodies and children in cars.
Don't do something stupid. Right. Yelled at.
There's only so much you can take and, you know, you need a break.
Exactly. They're human, too.
Yeah.
When you listen to it, please, everybody out there, this is not reflective about all the troopers out there and all
Absolutely
of us.
Not.
You know, we cringe when we hear it as well. And
I hear you.
we're addressing it.
He's probably cringing too now.
Yeah, now he is.
All right, Brian, thanks for coming on. Appreciate it.
Hey, I love you guys. I'll see you.
Love you too, man. Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. This video is everywhere now. It's a Connecticut state trooper pulling over someone. And it didn't go well. The trooper had a bad day. This is not reflective of all of the men and women who do the right thing by us every day. This is one of those troopers that had a bad day.
Yeah, bad moments.
Hey, can I just ask you why you're riding their butt like that and speeding, man?
Hold on. Really? That's the guy who sped past the state cop and flipped the cop off.
Right.
In what universe is that the first you asked the cop why he was speeding?
Right, exactly.
He's a smartass.
This is the video what not to do. Right?
It's asking for it.
Yeah, it is.
All right.
Can I just ask you why you're riding their butt like that and speeding, man?
I'm running his license plate because everybody else is speeding. Why are you speeding?
I was only going 60.
Speed limit's 40.
50.
The signs.
Okay.
Give me the weed, too.
No, I have a.
So just so you know, that's edited because he said the speed limit is 40. Bye.
Yeah. Yep.
Pay attention to the signs. Bye. And he was about to walk away. And just as he turned, he looks and sees weed in the center console.
Or smelled it or whatever.
Yep. Like, give me the weed.
Yep.
Yep.
No, I have a.
Yeah.
I have a marijuana card.
Step out.
I have a card.
Step out.
All right. Stop.
See, this is what not to do when a state police trooper pulls you over.
Right, plus attitude. All right,
I always
stop.
Wonder when I get pulled over, am I going to get, who am I getting? It's like a game show. What's coming out behind door one?
Yep. I just know, be polite, keep my hands where you can see them.
That's right. Be polite.
Right. Be polite, keep my hands on the steering wheel.
It's your best chance of just driving away.
Most of the time, I'd be like, listen, just slow down. Or get off the sidewalk, whichever one it is.
The more you talk, the more you are going to get yourself in trouble.
Like, why are you parked in my living room? Stuff
yes,
like that.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Right. No, ma'am.
Those
whatever.
Things. Right, just exactly.
Sorry.
Officer, even?
Talk to them the way you'd like to be talked to.
Right. Okay.
This is like 25 seconds in, and he's already out of the car.
Yes.
Okay.
See, the blue car...
Yeah, which one?
...was tailing me.
Yeah.
Well, I was pacing a tractor trailer looking for a motor vehicle violation because the governor's office has gotten multiple complaints.
What the hell happened to us? Where the state trooper is explaining to
himself,
idiot, why he was. What happened?
Yeah.
What's it going to be like 10 years from now?
Forget about it.
Can I please pull you over?
Right. I'm requesting a pulling over.
Excuse me, sir. This is a state police trooper that's driving behind you politely at a slow, safe speed. Can you please pull over so I can possibly write you a ticket? At least have a conversation with you.
I'm requesting a sit down with you on the side of the road.
Jeez. Yes.
Right.
I have a feeling these interactions just aren't going to happen anymore. It's going to be like where he's in the car, he gets your license plate, he logs the whatever infraction that you have, you go home like you have no idea anything happened, and then like 3 weeks later a ticket shows up.
Or he presses a button and a missile comes out in front of the car.
Everybody would be polite.
Yes, they would.
If there was that option.
You're going to be vaporized in 5 seconds? I'd be very nice.
In every state trooper's career, they get one nuclear option.
Nice. I like that. But don't squander it.
Just don't be that person.
Exactly right. You could be nuke.
And then there'd be that day where, boy, they were all in a bad mood today.
Yeah.
There's just smoldering cars all over Connecticut.
And that dash cam would be epic.
Yeah.
I counted three craters on the way to work today.
The drone footage.
That car blew up everywhere, real good, didn't it?
All right.
On traffic stops.
I know.
Okay?
I know that.
He decides to pass me and flip me off.
All right, Spina. I'm sorry.
All right?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
So the you think you are worried about what I'm doing?
Okay. You're right.
I know I'm right, goddammit!
He knows
that's my
right.
favorite line. That's my favorite part of this whole thing.
My favorite line is coming up, but that's a good one.
You can't dispute that.
When you're so mad, you can't say, goddammit. Goddammit!
Right.
Again, his chin has just sunk into his neck at that point.
Somebody else hear Bruce Willis in Die Hard?
Yes!
A little bit.
I do.
Okay.
I thought that last night.
Yep.
And the driver now knows, like, I've lost. Like, yeah. Like whatever fight that he
I
had
did
in
hear
him.
A sorry oh, no. in there.
Oh, no.
At one point.
This driver knows all of this is being recorded, and he's like, just keep going, dude.
Oh, but he had no problem picking on him, like, verbally, the first 25 seconds. That's all gone now.
Right.
He's like, oh, I can't out-verbal him now.
He was well, inciting no, it. He, no, this is, in my view, a guy who plays this. He knows if he pokes at this trooper, the video loses its effectiveness. The effectiveness is this guy's going off on his own. I'm just sitting here being polite. Yes, sir. No, sir. Okay.
You're right. I was very agreeable. I got out of the car.
Yeah,
you did what he asked.
Yep. All right. We left off on God damn it.
Right.
I know I'm right. God damn it. I was following that kid for a reason. And if you hadn't done that stupid stunt, I'd be with him right now. But no, you just couldn't leave it alone, could you? You had to be a f***ing arrogant.
Captain Effin' America.
There you go, see? I love the dialogue. I think he's great. He's great.
If this guy doesn't have former military in him, he should have been former military. This guy's a Marine sergeant. Yep.
In my mind, this is a guy who went through some kind of a...
military training.
Yeah, some kind of basic training.
And when you screw
and
up,
had a drill instructor.
Someone is walking along at you, screaming at you.
Yeah, that has... Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Where it comes from.
Don't ever F with this guy in a Met. Yep.
I'm not cut out for that.
No.
Maybe I'm with him. It's not his military background. Maybe his father was, but somebody close to him.
He's maybe good. A gym teacher.
But you know what? This guy will remember it.
Yep.
Yeah.
He had a bad day. Yeah. What are you going to do?
That's right.
Yep.
God help you if there's anything illegal in this car. Is it in the original dispensary container? Is it in the original dispensary container? No. Then you're How's that sound?
Yep. There you go.
Comeback. Asked for a fight, I'll give you the fight.
Exactly, right. I'm going to give you all you want.
But again, you go by a cop, you give him the finger, a trooper.
Yeah.
And you have weed in your center console. And the first thing you say to him when the trooper walks up to the window is, why were you speeding?
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. This is not a member of Mensa.
I'm sorry.
Mensa.
You just pulled a pin on a grenade. Right. Oh, did it go off in your face? Yeah. I'm sorry.
Oh, look at that. See that? You danced on landmine. Oh, boy. Exactly. You caused this, jerk.
Not that any of this is cool. Obviously, it's not cool. And the trooper knows it's not cool.
Everybody
and he's
has
in timeout now.
Right.
Oh, and probably... people have been picking every little detail apart. He's not wearing the mask and all of it. Like, it's all a bad
you
thing.
You tell him to put a mask
There's a lot of bad in this. I'm not a trooper, but I saw a lot of bad in this. No mask. He starts digging through the kid's bag.
Right.
And like, there could be a needle in there or something bad.
He did ask him. He didn't say anything sharp.
He turns his back on the suspect who's outside the car. I've never turned my back on anybody.
No. Yeah.
He did say, is there anything sharp? Do you have any sharp on you?
I think he meant his pockets when he was patting them down.
Yeah. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, it's called shut the
Wait. What was the question?
I can't hear what he says there.
The answer. No. I remember. I just need to hear it again.
Okay.
Then you're How's that sound? Yeah, it's called shut the up.
You can't pick it out.
I forgot what the hell it was. I heard it on my laptop last night. And the answer is, it's called shut the F up.
I think it's a Jeopardy question, wasn't it?
What is? Shut the F up.
Shut the F up.
Right.
Jesus, I'm from old school. I'd get yelled at like this. I got a hammer to my hand from Mr. Keller in metal shop.
Yep. Are you serious?
He took a ball peen hammer to my hand because I was using the file wrong.
Yep.
Oh my God.
It was a different time then.
It really was.
You get in line fast. Like, this guy, this is nothing.
Yeah.
I'm listening to this. It's like, yeah, you brought it on.
Yep. Exactly.
This is, you know, back in the day. Not too long ago,
no.
You would go home and tell your dad, I got yelled at by a state trooper, and he'd say, What did you do?
Exactly. Yeah. Right. And you did.
Talking about that state trooper video, not a good look, but, you know, had a bad day.
Exactly. These things happen.
Comedian Pat Oates on the phone. Do you hear it or see it?
Oh, I've been listening to you guys. He's my new favorite trooper. Trooper Gordon Ramsay, I'm calling him.
Absolutely. See?
That's right.
It was like someone made bad risotto. And he's like, how dare you? How dare you do this? And I that rocket scientist line, because that's what he should have said, rocket scientist. But he went, that's what comedians do. You think of the next step. And he went NASA instead. And I'm like, he stepped it up. Like you said, he's done that before. He's like, I don't do rocket scientist. I do NASA.
Exactly.
I love that line.
Yeah. I actually don't think he did it before. Because I don't think he gets asked a lot by people he pulled over, why were you speeding?
Right.
I feel like that, and that's what makes it magical. I feel like he
First of all, I bet you he does, Chad. I bet you he gets asked. Now that people are allowed to drive around high, potheads ask dumb questions. That's the new thing he's got to deal with. He probably all, you know, Space Cadet was a thing you called potheads a long time ago.
Yeah.
He's an older guy.
You know, I mean, you made the Gordon Ramsay thing, Hell's Kitchen.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it, see, he'd be celebrated on television.
He would be, yes.
Right?
Yep, absolutely.
Like, I'd want to see that show.
Yeah.
Instead of cops, it's troopers.
Right.
And just
he'll get a show on True TV if this keeps up.
Yeah,
he'll get a
show
where he pulls them over.
For sure.
I'll watch it. Yep.
Wouldn't that be a good punk show? Just have him pull over stoners and scream at them.
Right, right.
It's like a new cash cap. Instead of Ben Bailey picking you up and doing, you know, doing a game, he just pulls you over and starts screaming until you lose it. You win money. Every minute you keep calm, you win money.
We'll call him Officer Buzzkill.
Officer Buzzkill. Trooper Buzzkill. Trooper,
yeah, exactly, yeah.
What are you going to do? You have a bad day.
Exactly, right.
Hmm.
Well, I'm sure he's calm now. He had a Danny Glover moment. Like, you know, it's like, I'm too old for this. You know, he lost it.
Yeah.
It's a Danny Glover moment.
Exactly, right.
Yeah.
Any cop movie has that.
And then he was going over the numbers, right? His barracks had 1,300, and now they're down to 8. Do you have that?
This ought to tell you why our department, instead of having 1,300, has 850 right now. There's a clue to the public. What a bunch of you are.
I like it. He was done with this guy. He's like, I'm going after everybody.
Exactly right. Yeah, blanket statement now. Go for it.
Yeah.
Carpet bomb time.
Yeah.
Yep. Had a bad day.
Oh, we all have those days where you argue with someone and then you walk away and go, oh, I should have said this. He had the time to turn around and get that other line in each time.
Right.
I'm very jealous of it. Like,
had a captive audience.
That's right.
Yep.
You get to go back.
Exactly. When I'm done done talking to you, then we can, you know, go away.
When I'm done talking to you, then I'll make sense.
When I talk rightly.
So you guys doing good?
Doing great.
I'm getting much more audio.
Oh, Jesus.
So you were saying?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm kind of distracted now.
I do. All I want to know is, does this person have military background, or did his dad have military background?
Right. Yeah. If not, he should.
Yeah.
I think his dad was like an old gym teacher, because that sounds like when you were yelled at, like, you didn't bring your proper gym clothes. What's wrong with you, you moron? Like, yeah, that kind of
that's
teacher.
True.
Like you said, like the teacher that used to be able to hit you with stuff, that's in his blood.
What would your gym teacher yell at you, AJ?
Get me a calendar for Mano.
You'd be climbing the rope.
Yep.
Get me a calendar for Mano.
Right, so he'd be standing there with a stopwatch.
Yeah.
Timing everyone go up the rope.
Yep.
So first of all, can you imagine that now?
I could never do that.
Climbing the rope and having someone keep time.
Yep.
And everyone's watching you.
Yep. And everyone's watching.
Right.
It never happened.
Nope. Not anymore.
And then he would, when you got on there.
Yep.
Say, like, come on, get me a calendar, Mano.
I don't have enough numbers on this thing.
Yeah. Insinuating I was slow.
Would you make it to the top?
Yes.
Okay.
Eventually, yes.
Yeah, and the tiny shorts you were wearing back then, that's not a view you want from below, timing and watching.
I think he kind of liked it.
I only have a few seconds, Pat, but what have you been doing since, you know, we're all, like, in lockdown? You can't really go out and do stand-up.
Well, yeah, I lost. The second this happened, I lost everything. All my gigs for, like, forever were just canceled and gone. Every bit of income I had, goodbye. That was it. Doing part-time with 95.9 Fox. Unfortunately, with everything shutting down, I was a part-time guy. I'm not let go, but I was not. This set last Saturday was the first time I've been on the air, even once. So I kind of just got pushed to the side, and I had to go get a retail job. It's the first time I've worked for, like, real people in 8 years.
Wow. Right, hold on one second. Jazz and AJ News. Okay. 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. Today is a day of opening. It's phase one reopening in Connecticut, and I think we all know what that is. But there are also things not opening and canceling.
Oh.
And Jay Pinto with the Milford Oyster Festival is on to talk about how the vote went last night. You guys got together?
We did. Good morning, guys and
morning.
Girls.
Morning.
Jay.
Yes,
you don't sound happy.
Yeah, you know, I don't like virtual meetings, first of all.
There you go, see? It's annoying. Like,
got to hit that Zoom button.
Like the Brady
Bunch. Button on Zoom.
Like the Brady Bunch, looking like a fly. A million people in one shot, yep.
Yeah, they're just no fun. It's just not the same.
Right.
So, yeah, listen, this is where we're at, and we thought long and hard about it. But honestly, the decision is not difficult. It's disappointing, but it's not difficult. And, you know, we just were not able to put on the Oyster Festival this year. It's a safety reason, number one, and foremost. It's a business decision as well, and it's a
what do you mean
thing.
Now business?
Well,
is that because vendors
that,
have canceled, or?
Well, I think every event that puts that, you know, safety is the reason we're all canceling. But I think if any event tries to put themselves on, you know, it's a high risk from a business perspective in terms of, you know,
people showing
up. Anybody show,
right?
You know?
Yep. Right.
You know, and then there's the guilt factor. You know, you feel guilty for all the money that gets raised by all these, you know, great civic and nonprofit causes, and they don't have that this year. So
right.
It's tough. It's tough, but it's the right decision.
Yeah, I think so. The other question is, where are we going to be in August?
Right.
We don't
right.
know.
There's no guarantees.
We could
yet.
Be in a relapse.
Yeah, it could be worse.
You don't
Things are
know.
Changing every day.
Yep. Folks are asking me about stuff. I'm like, I can't really answer that now.
Right.
Can I still stand there, feel, and drink?
Sorry. Yeah.
Right. That's the biggest the unknown is the reason why these events can't happen, because we're all planned and ready to go like we typically are at this point. It's just when you don't have the answers and won't know those answers for a month or 2 weeks before your event, for an event the size of the Oyster Festival, you don't have enough time to adjust.
Yeah, right. To plan. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
I have a feeling that the weekend that this was scheduled, you may not have a festival, but I have a feeling there'll be some parties.
Yeah. Mm.
I know Milford.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep,
yeah.
We drink a lot.
But now that you have officially announced that the Milford Oyster Festival will not be happening in 2020, can you tell me what the artist was going to be?
Yeah,
who
please.
Was it?
Who was it?
Definitely not. I can't tell you.
Oh, come on.
Really?
I don't know that band.
Why not?
Well, we're still working with them to see if we can reschedule for next year. You know, there's a lot of flux in the concert industry, as you guys well know. And, you know, everybody's just trying to reschedule as best they can to make everybody whole. And so if that's the case, you know, there's a possibility the band that we had rescheduled may be there in 2021, and I certainly can't let that out of the bag a year in advance.
Can you say from what decade they were big?
Right. Give us a hint.
Like 80s, 90s, 2000s?
They're definitely 80s.
Ooh. Yeah.
Rock, country, pop. Artists that we played on PLR.
Sure. Yes. You know our genre of type of music. It falls right in. It would be a band that you would be happy to see at the Milford Oyster Festival.
Oh, damn.
Well, that narrows it down to like a million.
Exactly right. Yeah.
Yeah, I told everyone at our virtual meeting, I said, listen, we're going to have to keep this quiet for a year and a half, as much as you don't like it. And who knows? We may find out that the band can't hold the date. And then I'd be happy to tell you.
Okay.
Well, it's going to be hold the date, and it's going to be same price. Because bands next year, if this does go away and we get a vaccine, they're going to be in demand. Everybody, yeah.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I mean, I think we will really, we're all going to look forward to
Led Zeppelin.
Nice at ease.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pink Floyd.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I'm thinking more like
no.
Van Halen.
I'm thinking more along the lines of like the hair band.
Ooh,
stuff
Bon
like that.
Jovi. That
no,
Metallica.
Awesome. Yeah, right. Yes, exactly. Metallica.
Mm. Yeah.
Spelled differently, though.
Pablo Cruz.
With a K. Oh, not Pablo Cruz. Come on. How about Freddie Fender?
Right. Exactly. So.
Right. That's his answer. Right.
Frankie and the Dreamers.
Never heard of him.
Oh, no, Frankie the Knockers.
All right, Jay. I know it's disappointing, but it's the right thing to do. You don't know what it's going to be like in August. And
yep.
How could you possibly start collecting money from vendors when
exactly.
you don't know if anyone's going to even show up?
Well, you could anyway, but.
And you don't want to be that festival. Like, wow, Connecticut was coming out of it. And then that damn Oyster Fest.
Yep.
Yep.
Right. Yeah. Don't be those people.
Yeah. Don't be those people.
Exactly. You know, it's disappointing for all of us. I mean, we planned this thing since September. You know, as soon as we get done with the last one, we get started on the next one. And, you know, all the big blocks are in place. And, you know, now is just decision time on money outlay and confirming people's schedules and vendors committing. And you just can't you get to this point. If you get much further, it gets more complicated.
Yeah,
at all,
I hear you. You
know? So. I know one thing that's still going to happen is that weekend somewhere Mike Madden will be drunk.
Yep. Waiting for the band to show up.
Yeah, that won't
That's right.
I expect that, nothing less.
And I'll have a laminate on around his neck.
Exactly.
Love that guy.
Yes. Yep.
Yes.
All right, exactly. Jay, thanks for coming on and breaking the news here.
Yeah, man,
and,
yes.
Not surprising, but sad.
Yeah.
Yeah, disappointing. Right. Thanks for giving us the opportunity. It's normally a good thing that we come on here, but this is what we got to do this year, and we
That's
know
right.
that, and we'll get through it, as we all have been saying, and,
all right, brother.
And we will see you next year.
All right, be
Absolutely,
safe.
Absolutely, man.
All right, thank you guys. Right. Take care.
You too. Yeah, see?
You know what I like about Pat's story is that he's a stand-up comedian, and sadly this thing has stopped all of that.
Yeah, there's no
so
comedy.
So when you have that outlet to get on stage and just get it out.
It's fun.
And then that goes away. It's very tough. So, but he found another stage, and it's in retail. And I have to know what you're doing, and I just have to send people there to...
Are you,
say
the courtesy,
hello.
Are you the courtesy
say
counter?
Hello. That's
say
it.
Hello.
That's it.
Some of them have already found me, believe me. I've had two or three people look at me with a mask on and go, were you at the Chaz and AJ comedy show?
Please tell me you're the courtesy counter.
Yes, I was.
Oh, the courtesy desk.
That'd be perfect.
Oh, no. Okay, I think we all know my name and courtesy don't go together.
That's what makes it funny.
Yeah, I've had people recognize me from that show. I had someone say to me, didn't you open for Gilbert Godfrey and Seymour last year? What happened? I'm like, he's in the next aisle. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, really. Trust me, no comedians are working right now. We're all home.
Can you tell us where, or you'd rather not?
Oh, no, it's in Derby at Big Lots. That's where I'm working.
Big Lots.
All right.
Ooh, I need a lawn chair. I'm going.
You're
going
to get some visitors.
I'm going. Need a lawn chair.
Please do. I mean, I'm doing it usually in mornings. It's like 20, 25 hours a week. But to be honest with you, it's been really a weird escape from seeing people. I've been stuck in my house. I've stepped up my podcast. I've been doing two a week. I built my Patreon. So I'm talking to people through there, and I'm really working on that. But it's really nice to get out and see human beings. You're getting used to them as masks. It helps me get material because
exactly.
I knew that was coming.
It's all material.
Pat's walking through the store with a tape recorder like, okay,
you've
got a lady with no mask.
Retail is tons of material.
What's in Big Lots?
Like outdoor furniture.
Yeah, stuff like that. Everything, really.
It's like if Walmart got divorced and it's all they had left.
Yes!
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not making fun of them. It's like
perfect
description.
They're the Walmart settlement.
Right. Like they get visitation rights once in a while, but they don't have everything.
And Pat sees them on the weekends. Yeah.
That seems like a slogan, Big Lots. If Walmart sucked, we'd be that store.
I'd wear that T-shirt.
Yeah, if Walmart was a 7, or maybe a Derby 6 or something like that. You know, it's like,
that's funny so about funny. That store. No matter where they are, when you drive by, the parking lot's full.
Yep.
Yep.
That's the odd part.
Sometimes you can see me getting the car. I watched a guy run a car over yesterday on his way out of there. So that was nice. The state's back open because people are being morons again.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
You couldn't get away from you fast enough.
It got in my way, Pat.
You might need another job after today.
No, they know who I am. My boss has seen me perform first. They're very happy with it. Very quiet and cool there. They know, to be honest, it was very, it's wonderful that people are giving opportunities and stuff like that. I have not worked for anyone in years, and it's a nice thing, but it's weird to, you know, have to go to a boss again and do things like that. And they told me not to do any crowd work while I'm there, which I understand.
The one thing you don't want to hear is someone saying, hi, I'm your server, Pat.
Oh, I used to be that. Nobody wants that.
Are you wearing a mask? Are you out in the aisles? What do you do?
I am wearing a mask. I will wear a mask wherever anyone, if I'm going to go into someone's a city bus, a location, whatever, if you ask me to wear a mask, I'll wear a mask. I'm not going to be that arty person.
You're not
outside, I'm taking it off. If I can choose to, I'm not wearing it. But if you ask me to, I'm going to respect what you do because this is a weird time, and I don't want to freak anyone out. Now, I was on the city bus the other day, and a lady did not wear the mask, and a guy told on her, and they started fighting. And I'm like, ooh, I like America again. It was wonderful. And then when she was done fighting and yelling, she put the mask on, took a selfie with her with the mask, and took it back off, which I thought was amazing.
There you go, see?
Evidence.
There you go.
Yes.
She met Ashley.
Yeah, I was wearing it. See, lady, I'm right here. I can see it.
You know what I like evidence. About Pat? I just love this, that life threw him a curveball, threw us all a curveball.
Yep.
He just said, well, now I'm going over here.
Exactly.
You know?
Yep.
I mean, you have no choice. What are you going to do? So I'm doing that. I'm looking forward. Who knows what's going to happen? You're talking about the festivals and stuff. Comedy, who knows what's going to happen again?
I know.
25% capacity, 35%.
That's
you can't
tough on
drinks,
a comic.
You're wearing masks.
Yep. Small rooms.
I'm not doing Zoom shows because I need that connection. I know it's nice and all. I need people in front of me. I'm going to appreciate people that come out the show. So I already did, but I'm going to appreciate those people so much more.
Right.
A lot of those fans have joined my Patreon and are now listening to my shows and joining. And it feels like a more of a community. As a lot of people are saying that this seems like we're all being distanced from each other, but a lot of people are being very supportive, and it's been great because I chased a dream, and I know everyone tells you not to, and you shouldn't because dreams are not essential, I found out. But
as it turns out, yes.
Yeah, that is
true. People are being supportive, and it's been really cool, and I'm still an angry person, but there's a little bit more heart in there now. You know?
There you go, so, see?
And you know what? When you get back up on stage, you're going to look out, and in the front row, you're going to say, Jimmy, the red plastic patio furniture, right?
Exactly right.
Yeah.
I remember you.
Oh, God, I remember you. Yeah. All right, Pat, thanks for coming on. Stay in touch.
Please.
Can I plug the Patreon real quick? Is that okay?
Sure.
It's just on Patreon.com/Pat Oates Podcast. Go on there. There's four different tiers from $3 a month up to $925 if you want to pay my rent. But do the $3 one. That's fine. But
is there one that's $925?
Yes, for my rent.
Why not?
Why not? What do you get for that?
Pat and us in the house.
You know what? Whatever you want.
Okay.
All right, we're linked up at WPLR.com and 95.9thefox.com. Pat Oates!
Yeah!